Hi, it is Mac. It's McCormen here on Radio Boo. 7:30 a.m. on Saturday, the 5th of April. Sitting in the car at the car boot stroke market here in our hometown. Didn't come along as early this morning because, well, it appears from the last two or three times I've come here that I've been coming along far too early. In the summer, that's fine when people are trying to get a space in the, when the weather's good, but at the moment, it's not. So so I thought, well, okay, well, lie a wee bit longer in bed. So I got up at 6 this morning and I came along just after 7. And I'm sitting here in the car and I'm watching the traders set up their stalls and a few car booters who are still sitting in their car because it's raining. Not heavy rain, drizzly rain, still rain. Forecast wasn't good, but it was speculative. And so we thought, well, we had the car packed and this was the agreement that, you know, I'd come along and see what it was like and then I'll phone my wife Mary and tell her when to come along. So I just phoned her there actually to say, guess what? And oh, I could hear the, or rather I could feel the disappointment when I told her, because even though the forecast wasn't particularly good, we had hoped that it'd be one of those days where if you didn't come along, it would be dry at least, and you'd feel that you'd got it wrong and had missed out. So hence, I came along this morning, and it's still drizzly rain yet. So I've told her to just bide at home until I phone her. She says, well, what will I do? And I says, put the telly on for a start. Just do something. It should be all dried, hair dried, and all ready now to come along. It's a shame. I get frustrated myself. I'm sitting here looking at this car and thinking, what am I doing here? Actually, that's not what I'm really thinking. What I'm thinking is, why can't it be dry? Why can't it be dry? Tomorrow's to be worse. So that's the two possible car boots, outdoor car boots, wiped out for tomorrow. So no choice. They were definites. This one was speculative, as I said. So a gamble here. But if we don't get this one today, then there'll be none tomorrow whatsoever. And not only that, but it wouldn't be a nice day for doing anything like going a run in the car. So real bummer, you know, just get a wee bit fed up with this, you know. It does get to you. I mean, it's alright how hardy and tough you are and how realistic you are that living in this part of the world or you can expect rain, but you know, when you get dry days through the week, which we did do, it wasn't particularly nice days, but I remember, what day was it now? Is it Wednesday? Yeah, Wednesday. It was a fine dry day. You get that. And then you get the weekend and you watch the forecast. And all the forecast ever says is, here comes another band of rain and another low. Falling behind that is another band of rain. And in between the bands of rain are bands of rain. Oh my God, what a whinge, what a whinge. But I'm more annoyed about the fact that she doesn't get a chance and she was so disappointed. And I know that I'll play in her all day long, in fact, not just all day, all weekend long. And then I would pretty much guarantee that come Monday, the weather will be dry and fine. And that will just add to the sheer frustration of it all. And I can't even go out and do a binaural recording, get this ambience of happy traders and chatty carpenters. All get the sound of rain and maybe some sounds of the seagulls that are swooping about the car park at the moment. Ach well. We did but try. May go off. Not sure if it has gone off. Right, that's a wipe. That's a wiper's cleared. Turn off the AC. Listen to smooth FM. It's all adverts. Oh, what a bummer. Yes, but anyway, as I said, I've just cleared the windscreen and it's still fresh, drizzly droplets. I'm going to give it till just after 8. And if it's still this way, yeah, after 8. And the skies still look as heavy as a doo-doo. Doo-doo, my goodness, a doo-doo, what is that doo-doo? If they still look as heavy, I think we'll abandon all. Abandon all ye who enter here. Abandon all hope. Abandonato. That's a nice song, that, actually. Or, yeah. Pink Martini sings that. Anyway, not a lot to say this morning. Gotta go. Where am I gonna go? Gonna listen to some audio videos. I was listening to Ian Calf just now. Over there in Oz, talking about his punch, or his punch it is no more. I'm going to listen to all one word after that, getting ready for his hike, and then see what's come up in my stream today. I'll tell you what, can you hear that? That's no longer drizzly rain, that's rain. Nah. Binaural rain. I guess the bacon sannies will be dispatched back home. They're sitting beside me here. That box here, to my left. Nicely packed in tin foil. Guess he'll be eaten back in the kitchen. And I can very much bet that Mary will just suggest, let's go back to bed. And I wouldn't fault her one bit. Well, there you go. What's on? Smooth FM now. Anything? There's still adverts. I found this station by accident. Because I don't really listen to the radio now. I've invariably got audio boo in my lungs whenever I go. And it was when I was working down at Craigtara and Ayr a week past that one of the guys that travelled with me, and one day Mick tuned in to the station because he knew about it and I thought it was great. So if you're into 60s, 70s music, Smooth FM 105.2 is here. Not sure, it'll probably change if you're somewhere else in the UK. And we're just about the limit of it here. It's a Western, I think it's, I'm not sure if it's broadcast out of Glasgow or something. But where we are just about the limit of its reach. But it's a great station. We were playing it the other day and we drove down to Falkirk and back. Mary was mightily impressed. But when she took the car to her sister's on Thursday, she still put the Eagles CD on. Oh, I can't blame her. Chilling music. I should chill, shouldn't I? Forget just how many good songs were made in that period, and the diversity. I'll be home too, Charlotte, I think. Okay, thanks for listening once again. So you've endured through another whinging audio booth. See you later.